Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Okay, be honest now. Do you check your phone while you drive? Maybe you want to check your email because you hear that ding, or you read a text, or you change the music. I ask because here is a warning. Massachusetts' new distracted driving law goes into effect this coming Sunday. It severely restricts the use of phones and other handheld devices while you're operating a vehicle. To find out what's allowed and what's not under the new law, we took a drive yesterday with Jeff Larson, the director of the State Highway Safety Division in the Executive Office of Public Safety and Security. So, Jeff Larson, thanks for joining us in the front seat of my car today. Appreciate it.
Happy to be here.
Let me ask you, first of all, I want to go over some specifics, but first, if you could you give us a big picture of the intent of the law?
Well, the intent of the law is to take on the biggest problem of distraction on the roads, which is people who are holding the phone in their hands and not looking at the road. And then number two, to give police the ability to enforce the law more effectively than they have in the past.
Okay, let's go over some of the do's and don'ts, Jeff. Let's say I'm in an older car that is not technology-friendly, no computer screen on the dashboard, no Bluetooth connecting my phone to the car. My phone is actually, say, sitting on the passenger seat or in the cup holder, and then this happens. Can I legally pick up that phone with my hands while I'm driving along?
So my understanding is, and the way that we're looking at it, is you can touch the phone once. You have one touch to answer the call. But when you pick it up, and if it's in your hand, that becomes illegal. So if it's in your cup holder, you can touch it. If you pick it up and put it to your ear, that's where it becomes illegal.
So I have to put it on speaker.
That's correct.
All right. What about outgoing calls? Can I grab my phone off the seat and make an outgoing call?
It's the same situation. If you pick up that phone, then you are going to be in a legal situation. The circumstance that you want to be in is you want to get a phone holder for your vehicle or set it up somewhere in your vehicle so that you can operate in a one-touch environment. So press it, and if it's an iPhone, say, Siri, call Bob Oaks. And that's the way that you operate now. It's hands-free. It's voice-enabled.
What about GPS navigation? Important for me as we go to news stories around the state, but way more important for Uber and Lyft drivers. When can that be used, since that's not necessarily touch-free?
Well, you can use GPS anytime. If you're going to use GPS, set it before you start driving. If you try to set it during the drive and you're manipulating your device or the screen, that's where you get to be illegal. And that's where we're trying to avoid people using it. GPS is a great tool for drivers, but it has to be used in a way that's safely. And that means doing it when you're on the side of the road, in a safe spot, and not driving.
And again, I cannot text at any time while I'm behind the wheel on the road.
You cannot text using manual manipulation of the device. If your phone has the ability to use voice-to-text technology, Siri or whatever the application is, you can use that. But again, we're dealing with just one touch.
If I violate any of these rules and get caught, what kind of punishment am I possibly facing?
Well, so for the first 5 or 6 weeks until April 1st, you will be given a warning. Police may pull you over, but they're not going to give cash citations. So you'll be given warnings up until April. Then on April Fool's Day, that's when the tickets start going out. The first citation is, I believe it's $100. The second citation is $250. And by the third citation, it's up to $500. And also, the second citation, you'll have to take a class, a distracted driving class. And every citation thereafter, you'll have to take another class. And then on the third citation, that's when it becomes surchargeable and it hits your insurance.
Well, we're getting a call right now, Jeff. I know it's from our producer, Walter Wuthman. Let's see what he wants.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you have a question for Jeff Larson.
I do. So in New Hampshire, it was reported by the Foster's Daily Democrat that police there set up some stings to catch people. They dressed up in some cases as panhandlers holding signs, and then they would tip off police down the road if they saw people touching their phone or texting. I'm wondering if there are any similar plans in Massachusetts to do something like that.
I hope so. I'm not specifically familiar with police departments that are doing it, but we have recommended that to local police departments across the state. And there are other things that they can do as well. They can get into a high-profile vehicle and drive in a truck so they can look down into the vehicle and see better. A lot of places will do that as well. But I'm sure that you're going to see some original activity in Massachusetts.
So one more question, Jeff Larson. What do you want drivers to know, given everything we've talked about?
Well, I want people to know that things are going to change on the roads. This is a big new law, and it's important that people need to prepare for what that means. And that means operating in a hands-free environment. And that requires learning how your Bluetooth works. And it requires getting a device that can mount on your dashboard. So a little work needs to be done to prepare for what's coming.
Jeff Larson, Director of the Highway Safety Division in the Executive Office of Public Safety and Security. Thanks a lot for taking the drive with us this morning and talking about the new law.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.